नमो विक्रजय, नमो अरिहंतानम, नमो सिद्धानम, नमो आयरियानम, नमो वत्सायानम, नमो लोए सब साहुणम। ऐसो पंच नमुकारो सब पाव पणाशनो मंगलानम च सव्येसिम पढ़मं हवै मंगलम। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमः शिवाय, जय सच्चिदानंद। वेलकम एवरीबॉडी, दिस इज द रिले ऑफ द सत्संग ऑफ 31st August 2009 गोल्डन मॉर्निंग सीरीज विथ आत्मज्ञानी पूज्य दीपक भाई देसाई ऑफ अक्रम विज्ञान फेम, एंड ही इज कंडक्टिंग द सत्संग this satsang has been pre-recorded on the 31st of August, and it is being relayed in English translation medium. The original satsang in Gujarati is available on dadabhagwan.org site, and on satsang.dadabhagwan.tv site. So we're going to resume the satsang here, commence the satsang here, and hello. Jai Sachidanand, the awareness of the eternal is bliss. The Supreme Lord, absolutely enlightened one, who resides within you, to him my highest obeisance with an absolute sense of oneness. Who are the ones who took gnan yesterday? Please raise your hands. There were a number of them in Hindi speaking, so now these are people who are raising their hands. They've just taken the gnan. The gnan vidhi was on the 30th of August of 2009, and Hidupai is asking, Did you have the meditation at night of I am pure soul, as you let sleep come over you, as you let sleep enter, were you aware of the meditation? In the morning, did you have the awareness that I am pure soul, I am pure soul? Have you now attained the ajagruti, the awareness that I am pure soul, I am pure soul? Did you read the Charanvidhi booklet? Definitely read it for sure. Every day, read it every day, at least once. And then take the five agnas in focused awareness. Yeah, if you can explain the five agnas in Hindi a little bit, it will really help you. Was it not given to you in Hindi? Yes, it was. What is your name? Prabhu Lal. Do you know that Prabhu Lal is separate and I am pure soul? Number three is that it takes a whole bunch of evidences to get some work done. It is all vyavasthit. It requires a whole bunch of circumstances for work and action to happen. And so who will you say that he did it? There is no independent doer. That which has no independent doer is the force of scientific circumstantial evidences. Number four, that you have to settle the files with equanimity. Prabhu Lal is the file one, wife is file two, children are file three and four. And these are all previously unsettled accounts of rag or dvesh, attachment or aversion. And previously you had attachment aversions with them, and now you have to have equanimity, no rag, no dvesh, and the more you settle with them, the better you will ahead will be. And the fifth agna is to open up the account of Shuddha Atma, the pure soul. So far you have the account of the Prabhu Lal, but Prabhu Lal is now under vyavasthit, and from the entire life of Prabhu Lal, from birth till death, is under the control of scientific circumstantial evidences, and therefore you need to focus on the purusharth, the inner effort of the self only, and constantly constantly be the self by remaining in the five agnas, to come to satsang, to read the books of the Adashri, and then if you hurt someone, to do pratikraman, and in this manner you will remain in the spiritual effort of the self as capital. And these are the five agnas. Do you understand? Or what else do you need to understand? You just need to catch that I am pure soul, that I want to remain in five agnas, and if somebody gets hurt, then I have to make Prabhulal do pratikraman. Question. Okay, if I do merit karma, will that, if Prabhulal does any merit karma, will it cut down the demerit karma or sins? No. Whatever seeds you had sown in the last life, in this life there is the whatever unfolds in front of you, it is the effect of merit or demerit karma. But now you are not concerned with merit or demerit karma. All you need to be concerned with is that you are the pure soul. He says the Shuddhatma, the pure soul, does not do anything. It's the neighbor that has to do everything. Deepak Bhai says, whether the neighbor eats or not, what do you have to do with it? You are free from it, are you not? Until now you had the notion that I verily am Prabhulal and I am the doer and I need to make everyone happy. But now, if Prabhulal hurts someone, then make Prabhulal do pratikraman. And we are not really going for any not going for any merit karma. Whatever Prabhulal does is all discharge karma. And so in discharge, one is done with both merit and demerit karma, punya or pap. Yes, if Prabhulal wants happiness, then he should give happiness to others. And if he wants happiness, then he should not hurt anyone else. And so if he ever does hurt anyone, then just he needs to just ask for forgiveness. Jai Sachidananda. Next one. Deepak is reaching out for his stack of questionnaires. Questions that he has received, and many remain unanswered from previous days. What is the difference between worrying and thinking? Thinking is that which is happening in the mind, and to become absorbed in it, that is called thinking. And then if you start thinking about what is going to happen, then worries arise. When one does not get an answer to his question, then he will become the doer, and he'll say, if I don't do it, then who will do it? And then that thought which gets one absorbed in it and leads to tension and worries, that is the worries. But in normal thinking processes, there is no worries. But when there is abnormal thinking going on, then that worries arise. How will I pay my debt? What will I do? What, etc. How can we decrease that? Abhishek is the name of the gentleman asking the question in Hindi. Whatever thoughts of Abhisheks are there, observe them. He will get one thought after the other, after the other, after the other. So then you need to keep on talking to Abhishek and say, this is, what are you going to do? It is nothing but, it is, keep Abhishek separate from you and converse with him. And just when a little boy, a kid says, I want chocolates, I want money, what do you do? Do you not just talk to the little child and say, hey, not now, maybe little later? So this is how you talk to the first neighbor. Well, what do you think? Shall we do it this way? Shall we not do it this way? What do you need to do now? And then tell him, ask for the energies from Dadashri. Also give him something to do, like asking him to recite Dada Bhagwan Na Asim Jai Jaikar Ho, etc. If you separate from Abhishek, then it is not called worries at all. It is called some kind of suffocation or a mild entanglement only. He is a little, because he cannot find an immediate solution. Therefore, for 15 minutes, place him in Asim Jai Jaikar Ho, Trimatra, asking him to ask for energies, etc. And And when do worries arise? Exactly when you become Abhishek. I am Abhishek and I am doing the worrying. However, you know, you are no longer Abhishek, and therefore you, the solutions do not arrive because all the circumstances have not come together. And when all of them will come together, then the event will happen. And so until then, you can certainly ask Abhishek to send off some positive evidences like prayers, asinjajikar ho, looking at the, connecting with the pure soul of the other person. And so when you send the positive evidences, all that transient suffocation that one experiences in the post-gnanvidhi state, which is not really a worry, will go away. Next question. What is the difference between astitva, existence, and the self, S capital? Astitva means existence is... the self is the existence. I am is the self. However, I am, we said in ignorance, then he says every living being on this earth says I am. They all have the sense of I am, but they do not know what is the vastutva, what they really are. And therefore, out of ignorance, they say, I am so and so, I am somebody's husband, I am a CEO, I am a passenger, I am a patient, etc. And it is thus the ignorance is perpetuated. And so whatever he is interacting, he believes that to be real. And the self, as capital, is Atma, in such a state is the ignorant Atma. And then once he becomes awakened, then it is called the interim government state, where the Antaratma Dasha. And then when he becomes fully enlightened, he becomes Paramatma, the absolute self. So therefore the ignorant self is a small self, and then the middle level is the awakened self, it is the pure soul, and the Paramatma is the fully enlightened self. And so it is the one and the same existence that has been converted from astitva to vastutva to purnatva. So this little child is not a doctor, but as he studies carefully, then he'll become a doctor. Currently, because of the veils, he is in a mundane state of being, a mundane soul, is an embodied being. Yes, astitva, the existence is there for everyone who says, I am. But the non-self complex has no jada, the non-self, the one without the energy of the SCLF, like matter, they do not have any idea of astitva or existence. But it's in the presence of the S capital self that one attains this some astitva, some existence, but it is the ignorant one, and in the ignorant state it becomes a bondage. And once he gets the right knowledge, then he goes on towards liberation. So, what is astitva bodh? What is the message of the astitva? Is then, in other words, the one who is not enlightened, you have to say, really, are you John? Are you Nada? Are you Jeff? No, but even if he has got two goats, he'll say, I have two goats and a cow. I am the owner of two goats and a cow. That is, he's able to live along that. But once he gets Atma Bodh versus Astitva Bodh, worldly knowledge versus the knowledge of the self, then the one who attains the knowledge of the self then is aware of the relative knowledge as well as the knowledge of the S capital self. Just if a little one who is a little one sometimes misbehaves, and therefore this father will say, don't you know that I'm your father? And so he shouts that energy into him. But all of these kind of relative interactions only increase rag or dvesh, attachment and abhorrence. However, once one gets the exact knowledge of who he really is, which is called vastutva, then the path of liberation opens up. Next question. Rajendra Mishra. For many years at bedtime, I get dreams, and I never get sleep without dreams. The devotee says, let them come. So you are the knower of the dreams. You are the observer of the dreams. What difference does it make? It's just like you watch a movie, just be in bliss. Yes, dreams will come and go, but you are the knower of the dreams. How many? Did they come or not? What difference does it make? If you remain this maintain the separation of who you are with awareness. But he says, first I get the dream and then I get the sleep, he says. What difference? Do not remain in attention. He says, even if when I try to remember them, I don't remember the dreams. Deepak Bhai says, that's a discharge. When you take a breath in and when you take a breath out, don't you think a lot of them are going in and going out, all the subatomic particles? What difference does it make whether you breathe in or breathe out? Yes. Do you care about whether your air that you exhale is cold or hot? You are concerned with who you really are. The dream is verily a discharge only, and it is nothing but a discharge. It is the subtle karma of last life is discharging in this life as a dream. So different sadhat. Do I need to do something about it? Can I do something so that they will not come? And I would like to have you in my dreams, Deepak Bhai. No, just... just have the intention. Have the intention, and then if it comes in, that's fine. Recognize that it may be in the queue. Now you want this dream of Deepak Bhai, so that is an intention in the queue. But if it comes, if it does, then well and good. If it doesn't, then also you are in bliss, are you not? If when the fire is really roaring in front of you, as long as you see it, does it burn you at all? So, because it is the ego that is getting burnt, let it burn, you just observe it. Say, today I had three dreams, today I had one, today I had only one. I don't even remember what the dream was all about. But what is really, it is our opinion that especially, as it is your opinion that, oh, I'm so tired of these dreams, I can't get a good sleep. So why don't you get rid of this, this underlying opinion about it. Come as many as they want to the dreams. I'm all ready for them. I am going to remain in my awareness, awakened awareness only. What difference does it make to me? Yes, Jai Sachidanand. When a person becomes self-realized, question, whose question is it? When a person becomes self-realized, what kind of feelings will he have at that time? What is the feelings at that time? These are people who have just taken Gnan. Most of the questions are in Hindi. Next question. Initially, whatever I was Ruchi, that belief is broken and is replaced by the awareness that I am pure soul. Do you understand? Yes. If initially you could never see your own faults, you were always seeing faults of others, but now you are now able to see your own faults, and that is a hallmark of self-realization. And then this separation happens from this body complex that the world identifies as Ruchi, Nada, Jeff or Patrick. And then also any residual intent of hurting anyone goes away completely. A non-violence steps in. There is no vengeance with anybody. There is no animosity left with anybody. There is no dvesh left with anyone. Next question. From her only. Do they all get the same kind of feeling of the Lord? Bhagwan means, he says, if you believe in Mahavir Bhagwan, Krishna Bhagwan, etc., they all became the lords, the fully enlightened ones from ordinary human beings only. They became Narayan from Nara, or gods from human beings only. It is the fully enlightened self, the supreme being, that is called God. Bhagwan means, anybody who gets very beautiful virtues within him, such a person is called Bhagwan. But if such a person will never rebel or attack or counterattack when he is put through the worst in life, and he is filled with compassion, vitrakta, and compassion. Those who have ragdesh, they are called jivatma or living beings. And when the ragdesh will come to a zero, then the same being becomes a paramatma, an absolute soul. Do you understand? Next one. Gujarat. My son is very, very mischievous and he's a very tough person to deal with. He bothers me and troubles me a lot. He does not study very well. Would you please bless him so that he will not be so mischievous and would study? So now this lady is, where is he? Where is he? Does he live here? Yes, he lives. Is he studying in Gurukul? Yes. Then why don't you surrender him to Gurukul people? Why do you care? The people in Gurukul, in Adalaj, in Simandar city, will take care of them. If you leave your son on a bus, will not the driver take care of him until the school? Do you have to jump in the bus with him? So the Gurukul, the school of the little children, will take care of them. So you, it's only when you are in front of you him that he will bother you, would he not? But you are in Bharuch, and how can, while you are in Bharuch, hurt you? It's because why are you being bothered if you're, well, it's because he's my son, right? My son. Deepika smiles. Why don't you ask the mother, your mother, whether she is being bothered? Ask the mother, the grandmother now. So the grandmother stands up now, I presumably. No, she says no. The grandmother says, I'm fine. He doesn't bother me. So, all right. No, as he grows a little bit, he will be fine. So, what does he say? Are you, now the son is here, the little one, are you really bothering your grandma? He says, all the teachers are complaining, she says, the mother. What is your name, son? Stand up. Please, why don't you stand up? He did not even go to school today. Why did you not go to school today? It's because mommy has come, so why would he want to go? Are you singing Dada Bhagwan Nasim Jai Jai Kar Ho? Are you doing pratikraman when you hurt someone? He says yes. Are these people complaining? Is it true? They're complaining about you? He says, do you think you are hurting other people? I can't get his answer here. No, he says, I don't think I hurt anyone. The boy says, someday you are hurting somebody, right? If someday you may be hurting some friend of yours or your teacher, would you not? He says, yes. Saying, you have to do pratikraman. Huh? Do pratikraman. There he is, the little one. 10 minutes, say, Dada Bhagwan. Dada Bhagwan, I do not... He said something that I just did, some pratikraman. He says, I do pratikraman at the end of the school. Every day at the end of this day, of just before going to bed, do Asim Jai Jai Kar for 10 minutes and then do pratikraman and then ask for energies from Dada Bhagwan not to hurt anyone, and if you have hurt anyone, then ask for their forgiveness. Just, and that I will never do it again, and please give me the energy. Can you do it? Can you? Yes, I will do it. He says, yes, he will do the pratikraman. Next one. All of you have to teach him how to do pratikraman. You should do collective pratikraman, the three of you. Let us do pratikramans together. And then you can do Aarti, 9 Kalams, Namaskar Vidhi, and do all of those things. This will slowly improve the environment in the home, and it will do make a tremendous difference. All day, and all day to all night, if you may say, because it's all this. Instead of say, telling him, oh, is this way and is that way, and he says, why don't you send the signals, silent signals and the telephone connections to the pure soul within him? Because up until now, you have always constantly criticized him and always constantly worried about his behavior. But now you have got a very beautiful key, which is the direct dial to the pure soul of your son, and talk to him. Will that be next question? So that somebody from Udaipur, Sudha Kumari from Udaipur. Where is Sudha Kumari from Udaipur? Yes. Is my pure soul and your pure soul the same? He says, Deepakoi says they are separate. No, they are separate. Just as these two lights are separate, but they are separate. However, both have 100 watt bulbs. The qualities are the same. However, but they have individual existence. Their existence, Astitva, is separate. Your soul is distinctly separate from Lord Mahavir and Lord Jesus and Lord Mahavir Bhagwan and Lord Simandar, etc. Your soul is currently in the worldly sansar interactions. whereas Lord Mahavir has already attained final liberation. So everybody is separate. When I say I am pure soul, am I addressing to the one and the only one that is the one in all, or am I addressing my own? Now he says, initially he used to think that I am Sudha Kumari. That was a relative identity. Now that you have the awareness that Sudha Kumari is relative and I am really pure soul, so the wrong belief has been fractured and you yourself are that only. And so now that supposing somebody, she is hungry, but actually it is without your awareness, you will not know that she is hungry. Initially you used to say that I am hungry, now I am very hungry, but now you know that Sudha is hungry, and so you are in the awareness that Sudha is hungry, and so who has come into awareness? You, the one who was unconscious in the pregnant state has become aware. What is the difference? Is Deepak Bhai's pure soul is separate from all of ours? He says it is separate. And when I say I'm pure soul, I am unattached, I am formless. What am I commanding? What am I addressing? And he says, yes, you are saying that you are that. And therefore, because you had moved on to the seat of Sudha Kumari, now you are coming back to the original right belief by seeing who you really are. Sudha Kumari is the effective discharge karma that is unfolding in this life. But you used to say that I have taken birth and I am going to die, I am getting old, I am sick, etc. That was the old belief, but the one who is going to die is dying, and you are the eternal observer of the one who is dying or living. And you are simply the knower and the seer of it all. And so, and you have now got the awareness of who you really are. And so are you saying that I am making use of the thought, speech and action of Sudha Kumari to go get there? How can I as a pure soul be separate from Deepak Bhai's pure soul? Recognize that you are the knower and seer of Sudha Kumari. In the same way, I also am the knower and seer of Deepak. There is individual existence of each soul. In one space, two souls cannot take residence. Every soul has its own individual residence in space, overall space. The qualities by qualities, they are the same. However, in their existence, in their astitva, they are separate. Does it ever become one when one becomes absolutely enlightened? Deepak Bhai says, what is the use of it? It says, this is above profit and loss, is it not? If it was only one existence, so then if Lord Ram went to moksha for liberation, we should also be in moksha also. But yeah, we're talking about the self of Lord Rama. She says, yes, we're talking about the he is in the final state of absolute liberation. He is in fully enlightened self right now. He is in the Paramatma state. And he is knower and seer of the entire universe and in absolute infinite bliss. Whereas we are still in the embodied state. However, we have just begun into I am pure soul state. And ultimately, we will attain the final state of liberation like Lord Ram or Lord Mahavir. And so, are those people, those supreme beings are also separate? He says, yes, they are separate. Right now, we are in the interim government state only, interim state. Later on, and then in the absolute state also the space of Lord Mahavir is separate from the space of Lord Maharama and Lord Krishna, and we will be able to attain that. But today for Lord Mahavir, but for them, for the fully enlightened one, it's not separate, is it not? He says, no, for these fully enlightened beings do not have any sense of separation. It is our intellect that divides it. What do you mean by one? One. If there is a thousand, there are 2,000 watt bulbs. Are they two separate or are they two? They are two. So ultimately there is never one. There is infinite separate souls that are becoming infinite, attaining infinite numbers of liberations. It is our illusion to think that oneness means that all the souls in the pure cell state unite. Astitva may be different, their existence is different, but even when we become fully liberated, we will have a separate existence. Those who have not attained that state will not be able to merge with us. There is no merging there. By quality, we are the same. Yes. So then how can we help others if there is a separate existence? He says they are absolutely detached and they are vitarag. But here we believe that I am his wife, his daughter, his mother, etc. And so that is the reason why we can never attain the full enlightenment with that. Therefore, by remaining in the five agnas of the Jnani and walking the path of the Jnani, we will attain the final liberation. And so then with that, we will attain final liberation. But in Ashtavakra Gita, etc., it has been said, then he says, this is, I am beyond liberation also. It has been said that I am also beyond liberation. But the Lord Mahavir said that I am nothing but absolutely pure knowledge only. MK says, I am only full and I am one only. What is he, Dipagvayasa? What is he one with? So there is nobody, there is nothing of mine only. I says, they are all within me only. Everything is within me and I am that only. Yes, those are all reflections. In ignorance there is, but in knowledge there is that. He says, when nothing is there, I am only one. What do you understand as one? Are you the same? Are you one with your husband? Are you and your husband one? Or otherwise, who will you get married to? Are you and your husband really one as in Nishchay, really one? No, but I want to say it, understand it in the higher language only. Is not your pure soul of your husband and your pure soul separate? Yeah, no, I thought it was one. No, he is the knower-seer of his own prakriti and you are the knower-seer of your prakriti. Do you understand? Swabhav, by their real nature it is one, however in existence there are two. You had only two questions, right? Do you have any other questions? Do you understand it now? Do you have any other residual questions? He's asking her. This is the time to ask now, because you will not get time, because she's from out of town. See, you do not have the resolution, I have the resolution. Therefore, do we not have two different existences? If we were one, then there will be no problem at all. If you and I were one by real nature, they are changing the cassette, so she's ready for some more questions. He gave a very beautiful answer at the end. He says, you don't have the resolution, I have the resolution. Therefore, do we not have separate existences, even internally, in terms of who we are at the real level? He says, the resolution. He says, the one who is seeking resolution is separate from I understand that. But I am also doing intentions for Jangat Kalyan, that also is separate. But I'm talking about the very subtle level of the self, which is beyond all of these things. But when we transcend all of these things and go beyond that, I am also the listener and you are the listener. But what you are saying, and that is the traditional Vedantic teaching, which is that the self, Atma, is going to merge into the Supreme Self. Is that what you are thinking? What you are talking about, the absolute state. The question is, do the two become one, or do they do remain separate? Deepak Bhai says they remain separate, and it is the illusion which says that both become one. That is the illusion. That is the belief of the intellect. It is discovery of the intellect that at that real level they all merge with the Supreme One, O capital and S capital. But this is all an illusion. Every seeker of truth is seeking, and so whatever has been written in our scriptures, that is what it is written. And then there is that which is said by those saints, and then the third is, whichever saints I have met in my life so far, they have always told me the same thing, that there is, they all merge. So what you are just telling me is very hard to swallow for me. And so the Deepak Bhai says, recognize that the level of the saints is at a very low level, and the Jnani's level is very high level, and then Tirthankars are fully enlightened. They said there are three levels. There is the saint, the Sant Purush, the Sat Purush, and the Jnani Purush. So whatever our beliefs are, and now you just said that saints told me, the devotees told me, the scriptures told me, then the yogi purushas told me. So each one of these terms are, there are manoyogis, those who try to unite with the mind, and then there is a final one which is called Atma Yogi, the one who unites with the self as capital, and that is called a Jnani Purush. And he does not let, she interrupted, but anyway, he says, I am concerned with the Atma Jnani also. And so I want to come in, I have come here to know whether you are an Atma Jnani or not. I want to proceed on the path of truth only. I want to know the ultimate completion state, the fully absolute state. Where is it? Where is it? It says, it is right here in front of you. Do you have it within you? He says, I am verily that. I am verily that, isn't it? The Deepak Bhai says, that means you are pointing to something that is away from you, is it not? That is what you need to understand. When you say that is that, that within others is one or separate. She says, I am there also and I am here also. I am everywhere. This is the biggest illusion, says Deepak Bhai. Because that thing is, if I say that I am also, even if I say I am that, everybody says I am that, then what is that? What is that? Where is that? It is everywhere. No, he says, is it there in a dead body too? She says, yes, absolutely. He says, we think that we see it is, they call it a dead body, however, but the five elements are still there, because how can space, is space and Chetan, the self, separate or not? So she's gone into, no, it's not an example. The space element is separate and the self element is separate, as capital. Are they one or some? No, I used to think that it was one. Deepak Bhai says, that is the illusion. Oh, it is not one. Today, leave it blending and then recognize that the talks of Jnanis and Tirthankars is a totally different thing. And the Lord Krishna has told, dear Arjun, the one you are questioning is not I. You and I both have taken infinite births. The only difference is my ignorance has gone away, and I'm a Jnani, and I have realized myself, and you need to recognize who you are. We have been together for so many lives. And so is it not the same? Arjun attained moksha. Some people say that Arjun has not attained moksha. Sri Deepak Bhai says, no, he has attained, because he attained absolute enlightenment from after the knowledge from Lord Krishna, and Lord Krishna is still, he is going to come back and take millions on the path of liberation with him. But this is your viewpoint, ma'am. Why don't you keep it pending, and then slowly it will come to you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Next question. Hardas, what is a Samkitari Purush? What is a person with a right belief called? Samkit means the one who has got a right vision, B capital. The one who said that I am Patrick, it is Mithya Drashti, and the eternal is my real self, then that is called the awareness, and that is called the awakened one, and that is the right vision, or the Samkit, S-A-M-K-I-T. His wife, eternal or temporary? Is the husband temporary or eternal? So to believe the temporary to be eternal is the mithya drishti or the wrong vision. But to believe the eternal to be the eternal is called the right vision or samkit. And the one who has attained that is called a mahatma purush. The one who has attained the self, the one who has attained attained the experience of the self as capital is called a mahatma purush. And the one who realizes the self truly settles is in the religion of Agnas and follows the Agnas and settles files with equanimity. So Jai Sachidanand. The next one. Pardon me. Dhruva. Yesterday, I took Gnan yesterday. I have experienced peace, and there have been a lot of changes. But in the night, I think that I had to chant, I am pure soul, I am pure soul. I used to do, every night I used to do Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. So now I have the new concept of the self as well as the body. Yeah. And by chanting Om Namah Shivaya, I get excellent peace and sleep. So what should I do? Deepak Vaisai says, what is Om Namah Shivaya do for you? What exactly happens? When I do Om Namah Shivaya, I don't know. What is, oh dear Shiva, dear Lord Shiva, I am giving my obeisance to you, therefore he is separate from you, is he not? But now we are saying, Chidanand Rupo Shivoham Shivoham. Chidanand Rupo Shivoham Shivoham. I am verily Shiva. So which one is higher? I am verily Shiva, or is it I bow down to Shiva? So then when you say I am pure soul, you have become Shiva yourself. So now you have progressed to a higher state. He says, I did not know that knowledge. He says, I am not that level yet. He says, no, now Om Namah Shivaya is over. So let Dhruv chant Om Namah Shivaya, and let you, the awakened one within, say, I am pure soul, I am pure soul, I am pure soul. You can tell Dhruv, okay, you want to chant Om Namah Shivaya, go ahead and chant Om Namah Shivaya. So the awakened one has to say, I am pure soul. You verily are that. I am pure soul. By relative viewpoint, I am Dhruva, and by real viewpoint, I am pure soul. So have you not then separated from Dhruva? Initially, you used to think that I am Dhruv, but now you recognize that Dhruv is the first neighbor, he is a Padu seed. So have we not become the pure soul? Yesterday. Yes, now I understand the five Agnas, that this is relative and this is real. And so now I just have to follow the five Agnas. But I wanted to. And so now I just have to follow the Agnas. Is that right? What does the first Agna say? By real viewpoint, by relative viewpoint, I am Dhruva. By real, Dhruva means, because a train, in front of a train you are a passenger, are you? But when you come home, are you a passenger? Are you not separate from the train? Yes, the train is. Yeah, it is on the basis of the train that you have become a passenger. On the basis of Dhruva, you are saying, I am Dhruva. But then in front of the wife, you are the husband. But if you don't, yes, I understand it very well. But now for the world, I have to say Dhruv. So if Dhruv wants to say Om Namah Shivaya, let him say it. But you recognize that Dhruv is saying that for his peace and for your bliss, you need to say, I am pure soul, I am pure soul, I am pure soul. So when you go from 4th to 5th standard, would you not leave the old syllabus on one side? Now, what are you saying? Haven't you not? Now you have entered college, university, so you have to have the university level books, should you not? So if the mind wants to say it, let it say it. But however, it is not necessary for you to say. You are a million miles, 100,000 miles ahead. When you say, I am pure soul, I am pure soul, it is a million miles ahead of Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. I had a question before, pre-Gnan question. But he said, we have to leave back the books of grade 7th. However, we have to carry the knowledge of the 7th standard as I move on to the 8th standard. Do I not? Yes. Yes, but when you go to the 8th standard, in order to... So you are always devoting yourself to that which is in front of you, the new knowledge. And what you have understood is to be used to help others. And the forward knowledge is to really move forward in life. So, Jai Sachidananda, I finally got it, he says. Next one, Smita Patel. The next question is from Sita Patel. In July 2009, I took Gnan, Vidhi. I have found a new turn in my life. And Moksha in Akram is my goal. I read Dada Shri a lot. And I read the Charan Vidhi quite a bit. And I have asked for a few meanings of the words in Charan Vidhi. Deepak Bhai said there is a cassette of Charan Vidhi which has got detailed explanation, 3 hours by Deepak Bhai, of the meanings of Charan Vidhi, yet to be translated in English. Remind us, please, we will provide you with the translation. And the next question is from Mahesh, from Rajkot. In this life, one suffers the causal intents of last life, and so then he suffers, and then whatever intentions he has made, will he not have to suffer in the next life? But the one who has not done any intention karma, charge karma in this life, why should there be another life? The moment he takes birth, in the first 24 hours of birth, in ignorance, there is rag and dvesh, so he can bind a million lifetimes in the first 24 hours. So, through intentions. There is a natural karma of the samsaran marg, which is the natural progression, the evolutionary progression towards liberation. So a child that dies at the age of 5, say, she finishes, and so at the age, so then he moves, so he goes into next development in the next life to finish up the rest of the development. But the old karma is paid off because he died early. So the law is that you have a limited lifespans. So he is going to make the parents suffer because he died early. He himself died early. And so, but he has got the intact stock of a previous unexpressed karma, and so therefore he gets another life. And so, supposing somebody has done a lot of adulteration in food, he may spend time in jail. However, but he comes back. But he still has got the cash, having come out of the jail. And so, because he has got the old stock in his shop will still continue even though he's out of the jail, will he not? So having gone to the jail is just to suffer the karma. And similarly, okay, so one takes a life as a human being to suffer certain types of karma, and then on the basis of the unsettled karma from previous lives, he will get a new life also. So even if he dies prematurely, his karma effects continue. So suppose, say he died early, and suppose all the karmas are different, and so there may be some other karmas, negative karma that he has done apart from adulteration. If he has cheated in a bank, then that will still come back to him. The original karma on the natural evolution, on the samsara marg, on the 12th mile to 13th mile, is still remaining until that is going on non-stop until the 7th. So that is the vertical ascendancy up to the 100, from 17 to 100. And then there is the other one which happens when he attains human birth, and then he goes into an horizontal transmigration cycle depending on his purushartha illusion. Next one. Deepak Bhai is deciding which question to take. He is reading a question to himself. He says, Dalsukh Bhai, next question is Dalsukh Bhai. Yes. He says, I try to keep peace at home, but everybody in the home appears that I am a very angry man. Everyone says that I am very angry. So So other people believe that I'm a very difficult person. The other people continue to find faults with me. So then Deepak Bhai says that if that is how they're treating you, then you have to continue because of your nimit, because of your presence, other people are being hurt, then just continue doing pratikraman. I do not want to hurt them, but they feel, my wife feels that I am the reason. She says, my wife keeps on telling me that it is your fault only. So Deepak Bhai says, why don't you maintain some silence and investigate within and tell Dalsukh from within, ask for forgiveness. This is the way it is. Who is the sufferer here? Even though it's not your fault, who is the one who is suffering? Are you suffering? I'm suffering. So they recognize that if it is not of this life, then it is from a previous life. But therefore keep on asking for forgiveness only and be done with it. But all three in the home, they constantly everybody has, Deepak Bhai says, everybody has problems at home only. Most people's problems are in the home only, not outside the home. So there is the wife and the child, is it not? Yes, I have this brother-in-law as well as my wife at home. But keep on doing pratikraman for each other and keep on asking for forgiveness from each other and be done with it. And read the Charanvidhi, 9 columns, ask for energies from Dada. And when the energies come, then there will be a tremendous change. Did you read the Charanvidhi last night? Yes. Did you do the dhyan of I am pure soul? Then he says yes. Then see the pure soul in your wife. Look at your wife as a file. You are the pure soul. It is Dalsukh who has to. He says Dalsukh. It's Dalsukh's mistake only. If you are like me, would you have a brother-in-law? Because you know, if you are like Deepak Bhai, okay, let's go. Because Deepak Bhai never got married, and so he doesn't have a brother-in-law. All right, there is giving a broad smile. All right, okay, here we go. I think we're coming to the end of this. Okay, please, all those who have received Gnan yesterday, please stand on your place only. We are going to do a special vidhi for you and shower Dada Shri's blessings on you. Everybody close your eyes and say, I am pure soul, I am pure soul, I am pure soul, I am pure soul, I am pure soul. Ma chu shuddhatma 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 chu shuddhatma. Jai Sachidanand, Jai Sachidanand, Jai Sachidanand.